Christy Whitman, administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, has announced her resignation. Whitman wrote President Bush that she wanted to return to New Jersey and spend more time with her family. Her resignation is effective June 27th. Early in her tenure, Whitman was involved in a series of disputes with the White House, but lately she has supported the president's controversial plans to revise the nation's air and water pollution laws. Business groups and environmentalists gave her mixed reviews. NPR's John Nielsen is here. Surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. Her resignation has been expected since at least the end of last year, and some people have been expecting it for several years now. At the end of last year, the administrator canceled her travel plans after a certain date, and a lot of rumors went around that she was on her way out. But she called that a false alarm, or she may have changed her mind. In any case, ever since, people have been, the clock has been ticking.
Environmentalists were cautiously optimistic when she was appointed. Are they going to miss her?
Well, they were cautiously optimistic because she was a markedly different type of appointee than some of the other people named to environmentally important jobs. Many of the people that the president has named have been openly critical of environmentalists, mainstream environmentalists, but Whitman had a pretty good record. She had helped conserve a lot of land in New Jersey. It's true that environmentalists were deeply disappointed with a lot of the regulations that she proposed. They called them rollbacks. Whitman herself called that a vast mischaracterization of her record.
If you look at the decisions that the Environmental Protection Agency has had to make, some of the cases that we've settled on air, on pesticides, on protection of water, we have taken and made decisions that are very environmentally friendly and protective.
What about business interests?
I don't think they knew what to make of her. I think, for instance, that when the administrator worked through a series of changes in the laws that governed emissions from the nation's oldest and dirtiest coal-fired power plants, environmentalists were angry, but the coal industry felt like they hadn't gotten enough. And it was also felt that Administrator Whitman was not quite in line with the White House on a number of issues. And so her word was, people didn't know what to make of what she said.
Does she leave any legacy?
That's hard to say. She'll be remembered for a number of different things, but how they add up is confusing, frankly. She oversaw a landmark agreement to clean up the Hudson River, which was widely praised by almost everybody, and she also pushed hard for stricter limitations on emissions from off-road diesel engines and school buses. But on the other side, she's been accused of gutting the EPA's enforcement division and rolling back laws that govern, for instance, arsenic in drinking water. I think actually that her real impact may be more institutional, however, and that's because the EPA administrator has traditionally, in almost every other administration since the job was created, has traditionally been a kind of a watchdog, that a person that's expected to be a little bit outspoken and not in line with everybody else. I think the message that's being sent out here, or the message that is at least being received here, is that that doesn't work anymore and that the next administrator will be expected to toe the line.
NPR's John Nielsen.